It's Pete, Matt, and Kimber, 131060. What did you have to give up in a relationship?
Oh,
moving in together.
When you move in together, because sometimes you've got to give up that favourite chair that you've got or that favourite thing you've been holding on to. Yeah, and it doesn't go with the decor anymore.
No, and two households into one just don't go.
Mm. No.
You ain't got the room for it.
Yeah, 131060, we want to know what you've had to give up when you moved in with your partner.
Hey, Eddie.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, mate. What did you have to give up?
Well, I actually had a very good collection of pocket knives dating back to the 1930s right up. The lady I was engaged to didn't like them, so I had to get rid of them.
Thought they were a bit stabby?
No. These are what were all in a nice wooden box. You know, they had a lock bull glass lid on, everything like that, and they're all really well displayed. And so it was a very nice collection I had that I started collecting when I was 15.
Yeah.
And you couldn't just keep them in a box in the garage, Eddie?
No, she didn't like them. She wanted them gone, so I actually sold them.
Oh, did you get what you wanted for them?
I got around about $30,000 for them.
Wow.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Back in the day, but then a few months after she fell pregnant, she ended the relationship. But, hey, I gained a beautiful daughter over. We only just reconnected last year, so,
aww.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful, mate.
She's 36 now and lives in Byron Bay.
Oh, yeah. Wow. There you go. Wow, $30,000 worth of knives.
Oh, people don't normally collect the knives because they're evidence.
We've got a couple of more people calling through. I mean, I got to hand it to my wife. She is very patient and forgiving.
Yes.
Because I got those Transformers collectibles and she did let me get a display cabinet.
Oh, well, that's
so
good.
I do have a cabinet.
Yeah.
But they're not allowed to be outside of the cabinet. Jason in Noranda. Hi, mate.
How you going?
Good.
Jason, what did you have to give up when you moved in together?
I had a custom-made built bed for myself when I lived in my other house with a full latex mattress, which takes like four people to lift up.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. And that was the most comfortable bed I've ever had, because I spent ages looking for the right sort of mattress and had the right one. And, yeah,
and then you had to give it up, mate.
Why'd you have to give it up? What, did you need a different bed?
Because it didn't match in with her interior furniture.
Okay.
You know how hard it is to find a mattress that you love?
Yes.
Oh, you poor bloke. Hey, Linda.
Hi. Hi, guys.
What'd you have to give up, Linda, to move in?
It wasn't me. It was I gave my husband, once we moved in together, an ultimatum that his cigarettes had to remain outside.
Oh.
If he wanted to smoke, he had to smoke outside. It was either that or I leave.
Okay.
Oh.
And so he made that choice.
Did you give him that ultimatum only once you'd moved in? He didn't know before you went in that you were going to pull that move?
Well, yeah, probably not.
And I got to say, as someone who, enjoyed a cigarette or two in my time, getting thrust outside was quite a common occurrence, no matter where you were.